Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Ron. Matt Gensel, top of the hour, talking Pens Capitals. In the meantime, we have a mailbag to sort through. I'm hearing myself an echo. Are you hearing an echo, Ron?
No, you're coming in pretty good to me.
Okay, good. The most intriguing question I thought I got was, it's from a man named Jason Ran, calls himself Jay Ranbo. Do the Steelers win another playoff game with Tomlin as their head coach? Ron?
Boy, I've been thinking about that since you asked it, and that is a really good question. You know, I want to say yes, but I don't say that with a lot of conviction because, you know, I don't know that they're going to be really good next year. And then I don't know if he's back after that. I mean, I'll say yes, but not with a lot of conviction, Joe. How did you answer it?
Kind of like that. I mean, he's only won three in the past 10 years, and he hasn't won one since 2016. And I don't know what his status is going to be, but as I told this nice man, I said the big question, the immediate question is, does he get that extension this offseason? Then I'd be more inclined to say yes. But if he doesn't get that extension, then he essentially comes into next year on the final year of his deal. When you have the only thing left after that would be 2022, which is either a team option or a mutual option, depending on which reports you believe. So that'll be the key, is do they extend him this off season? You are confident they will. I'm not as confident that that's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be very telling one way or the other. If they do, we'll know where they stand. And if they don't, we'll know where they stand. I'm still, my prediction is they will. I certainly won't be shocked if they don't, but it'll be very telling one way or the other, no doubt.
If you're Art Rooney II, would you give him that extension? Because I wouldn't.
Yeah, I would. If I believe he's my guy, and I think they do, and I think they, think generally what his work has been like, and I know it hasn't been as good as what anybody on the outside wants, but if I'm them and I believe in him, yeah, I do. Instead of starting, looking for a new coach and not knowing what you're going to get. Their track record has been very successful generally by staying with these guys. I think they would have stayed with Bill Cowher if he didn't want more money back in the day after he won the Super Bowl. I think it was his decision to leave, not theirs. So I think it's been pretty successful for him overall. So, again, I'm not privy to what Art thinks, but I have to believe he likes him, believes in him, and if that's the case, I would extend him.
If I'm Art, I mean, what you just said would be the reason I'd be confident I could find another coach, and it will have been 15 years. And if I'm Art, I already tweaked the process a little last time by putting that option on the end, and I think I would take it a step further because what we're seeing now is doesn't seem like a fluke. This is a trend, and it's not even a two-year trend. It's a three-year trend, and you could argue a four-year trend. I would say three. And that is completely collapsing at the ends of seasons. 3 years is a long time in the NFL. I mean, 1 year is a lifetime. Three straight years, this team has fallen apart down the stretch. And that is beyond disturbing to me if I'm Art. And I'm also saying this guy has promised to fix the run game. All it does is get worse. It's and I would balance that out with we're still winning games. We just went 12-4, unexpectedly won the division. But just as I felt back then with the last extension, in quotes, where I think they sent he sent a little message there, I'm sending a bigger one now. And you know what? If Tomlin goes out and wins the Super Bowl and says, I'm out of here, then I will consider that to have been a worthwhile risk. But, Ron, where did I leave off there in the middle of my soliloquy? What was the last thing you heard?
I just was trying to figure out what happened here. My phone got an amber alert. Is that what happened to you?
Yes, that's what happened.
And then I lost you. Exactly. I lost you all of a sudden. You were just saying, I thought I did something wrong here because it said I was connected, but I wasn't hearing anything. You were saying that if Tomlin wins the Super Bowl and then goes somewhere else, you would consider that a risk worth taking and you'd wish him well, I believe.
Yes. If I want to send another message that this is just not acceptable here. I mean, this is beyond concerning when you have three, or depending on how you define it, 4 years of epic collapses at the ends of seasons.
Well, I mean, I certainly see what you're saying. You know, I'll try to give him a little bit of a benefit, you know, with Duck and with Rudolph last year, but certainly this year, you know, the 2 years ago, and I would include the Jacksonville year as a collapse. I would say it's 4 years. I get that. I get what you're saying. I just, you know, if they believe that they have the right guy and that there's some circumstances, maybe with injuries, whatever, you stick with them, and I think they will. And I would, too, if I have that feeling. Now, Art may not feel that way. He may feel exactly the way you do, and if that's the case, he's not going to extend them. But my guess is they will, and because they believe in him and think he's a good coach.
You mentioned Duck there, and you texted me this morning, and now I forget what you said about Duck. Didn't you have a note about him?
I did. His contract, all those contracts of those guys, I guess, in Duck's situation expired, so I think this is the last we'll ever hear of Duck. And I just mentioned to you that it was some ride Duck took us on last year. An amazing run that Duck took us on, if this is indeed the end for him.
I'll never forget it. For a few weeks there, it was such a fun story to follow. I got assigned the story to chronicle his first start out in L.A. against the Chargers, and it was a blast. And he helped them win a couple games before he disintegrated. It was a lot of fun.
It was an amazing run. Who saw it coming? I mean, nobody saw it coming. And, you know, I guess the one I'll remember is when Rudolph got benched in Cincinnati in the third quarter, and he came in and he threw a touchdown pass. Who was it to? I think it was James Washington, wasn't it?
Yeah, Washington.
Like a long touchdown pass and pulled out that game. I'll never forget that play.
Amazing. And then he beat your Cleve Brownies in Pittsburgh in a huge game on December 1st. That was unbelievable. 14-21 for 212 yards. It was like Johan Hedberg all over again. A little shorter, but fun. All right, Ron, top of the hour. Let's talk hockey. Let's talk about Penguins, Capitals, and Casey DeSmith and Kasperi Kapanen. We'll do it with Matt Fensel of the Post-Gazette. He covers the Penguins, and there's a lot going on. Still a great rivalry. Still Ovi against Sid, unbelievably. After all these years, they're still going at each other, and I love it. I thought it was an entertaining game the other day, and I think it will be again.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.